And I want to get an overview from you of what was seen in terms of the risks of therapy. But first, can you talk about the fourth major study that was done by the BCIRG?
The fourth study was released to the public in a press release in the fall of 2005 and then presented in detail at San Antonio. And that actually is the only study that specifically assigned women to a non-anthracycline-containing arm. In that study, a third of the women received adriamycin, cyclophosphamide, for four cycles, followed by four cycles of taxotere. A third of the women received that same regimen with the trastuzumab added during the taxotere. And so very much like the NSABP and the intergroup studies, except with the substitution of taxotere for paclitaxel. And finally, the third arm looked at the TCH regimen or taxotere, carboplatin, Herceptin, given for a total of six cycles. And what's different in that particular regimen is, number one, that the trastuzumab was started from the very beginning of chemotherapy. And then, of course, importantly, there was no anthracycline given, with the hope that one could avoid cardiac toxicity as a result of eliminating the anthracycline.
So what was seen in that study?
Well, both of the trastuzumab-containing arms did significantly better than the non-trastuzumab-containing arm, again, echoing the results of all of the other studies. And if we had seen anything different in the BCIRG study, I think we all would have been shocked. One can't say definitively that either of the trastuzumab-containing arms differed from one another, but there was the suggestion that the group of women who received AC followed by taxotere with Herceptin did a little better than women who received the TCH. Again, the difference was not statistically significant, but the disease-free survival at what I believe was approximately 3 years was 84% for women who received AC followed by taxotere and Herceptin versus 80% for women who received TCH.